第十四节开始。
Starting from verse 14.
我会请孟宇来读十七章啊，这七章的这一段，然后读英文，你们中文的跟着看。到第八章的时候呢，我们读中文，好不好
？I'll start reading in English from verse 14, and then starting in chapter 8, we'd like the congregation to pick up in Chinese. So the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. When he goes out to the water, you shall stand by the river's bank to meet him. And the rod which was turned to a serpent you shall take in your hand. And you shall say to him, The Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But indeed, now you would not hear. Thus says the Lord, By this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the waters which are in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish that are in the river shall die, the river shall sink, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink the water of the river. Then the Lord said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Take your rod and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their streams, over their rivers, over their ponds, and over all their pools of water, that they may become blood. And there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in buckets of wood and pitchers of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so, just as the Lord commanded. So he lifted up the rod and struck the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. A fish that were in the river died. The river sank, and the Egyptians could not drink the water of the river. So there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. Then the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, as the Lord had said. And the Pharaoh turned and went into his house, neither was his heart moved by his fish. So all the Egyptians dug all around the river for water to drink, because they could not drink the water of the river. And 7 days passed after the Lord had struck the river.
好，第八章我们可以跟我一同来读到这个，一起读，读到这个十九节，请。
In Chinese.
谢谢耶和华。
你们听见了？对他说，耶和华这样说：容我
的百姓去，好侍奉我。你们如果用他去，我必使青蛙糟蹋你的四境，河里要滋生青蛙，这青蛙要上来进你的宫殿和你的卧房，上你的床榻，进你的臣仆的房屋，上你百姓的身上，进你的轴帐和你擀面的人，要上你和你百姓并你众臣仆的身上。耶和华晓谕摩西说，你对亚伦说，把你的杖伸在江河池以上，使青蛙造埃及地上来。亚伦并伸杖在埃及的注水以上，青蛙就上来，遍满了埃及地。行法术的人也用他们的邪术照样而行，叫青蛙上了埃及地。法老召摩西、亚伦来说，请你们求耶和华使这青蛙离开我和我的民，我就容百姓去祭司耶和华。摩西然后说，任凭你吧，不要何时为你们的臣和你臣仆对你的百姓祈求，除灭青蛙离开你和你的宫殿，只留在河里呢？他说，明天。摩西说，可以照你的话吗？好叫你知道，没有像耶和华我们的神的。青蛙要离开你和你们的宫殿，并你们的臣仆与你的百姓，只留在河里。于是摩西和亚伦离开法老出去。摩西为饶害法老的青蛙呼求耶和华，耶和华就做住摩西的话行，凡在房院中田间的青蛙都死了。众人把青蛙聚成一团，遍地都腥臭。但法老见灾害缓松缓，并硬着心，并挺听他们，正如耶和华所说的。耶和华吩咐摩西说，你对亚伦说，伸出你的杖击打地上的尘土，使尘土在埃及地变作狮子。他们这样行，亚伦伸杖击打地上的狮子，尘土就在人身上和牲畜身上有了狮子，埃及遍地的尘土都变成狮子了。行法术的人也用法术要伸出狮子来，确实不能，于是在人身上和牲畜身上都有了狮子。行法术的人就对法老说，这是神的手段。法老心里刚硬，不肯听摩西埃及，正如耶和华所说的。 显然我们今天的信息是关乎上帝彰显他荣耀的审判，表明别无他神。
Today's message is about God's judgment because aside from him there are no other gods.
上帝对他和他子民的仇敌施行审判，好让他的百姓离开罪、死亡和假神。
God gave judgment upon his enemies and the enemies of his people so that his people can leave behind sin, death, and false gods.
预备进入上帝为他们所预备的应许地。
So that they can enter into the promised land.
所以今天我们首先要做两件事。
So today we are going to do two things.
我们要回顾出埃及记这段历史，上帝的三灾。
So today we're going to look at these three disasters: the disaster and
水变血之灾、蛙灾和狮灾。
The water turning to blood, the plague of frogs and the plague of gnats.
并思想其中的含义。
And think about what this means.
第二，我们要看这几个灾指向末日全球的大审判。和今天对我的提醒，对你的提醒和盼望。
We want to see what these judgments mean for the future judgment that is coming to all mankind and of the reminder and hope that we have in this day.
其实今天的信息是上帝对审判者和不忠者审判系列中的第一堂。
So today is the first cycle of judgment towards those who betray him.
在第一个 cycle 里头，我们包括前面的三灾。
And so this first cycle is the first three disasters.
接下去两个主日，我们要看第二循环和第三循环，也就对应的四到六灾和七到九灾。
And then the next two Sundays we'll be looking at the next six steps after that.
那接下来中间 break 是我们中文部的春季的特会，邀请刘牧师从密西西比过来来分享三天会。
And then after that, we will have a special meeting. The Chinese congregation will be inviting Mississippi's Liu, Pastor Liu, who will lead us in a three-day meeting.
也包括周五的布道，星期天的这个校园侍奉的讲座，还有星期天的敬拜。
And so this will include a Friday night gospel service, a Saturday workshop, and a Sunday worship.
还没完呢，接下来还有两次，一个主日。第四月份我们开始讲第十灾，今天早上提到的。
And so then in the first week of April, we'll be discussing the last.
然后银强有一个特别的讲道，是讲到为什么法老心刚硬，代表上帝的审判。
And then our elder Fred will especially discuss why even Pharaoh hardening his heart is part of God's judgment.
所以我们有五次关于审判的信息。
So we'll have five.
Are you ready?
Five messages concerning God's judgment.
因此我想大家心中一定有各种各样的想法。
And so at this point, I'm sure you have many questions in your head.
你可能问上帝为什么要审判？他审判的目的是什么
？Why does God judge? What is the purpose of His judgment?
他为什么的时候选择埃及，不是美国和中国
？Why did He at that moment pick Egypt and not?
今天上帝还在审判吗？末日真有大审判吗
？Is God?Still judging today, and will he judge in the final judgment?
上帝按什么样的标准来审判人
？And what standard does he judge us by?
所以我们怎么能够逃避这样的审判
？And then how do we escape this judgment?
如果今天回答这个问题的话，我们不用回家了。
So if we can figure this out, we don't need to go home.
但是我可以告诉大家，在我们将来的各自的讲道中，在适当的时候，无论是我 Craig 牧师还是殷强红星长老。都会依据圣经对这些问题做一些解答，请大家预备，大家等待，也为我们祷告，也为你自己祷告。
And so in these sermons, myself, Pastor Craig, and our elders will answer all of these questions using the Bible as a basis, and we ask that you wait patiently and that you pray for us.
因为我们今天的人知道上帝是慈爱的。
Because we know God is a loving God.
我们喜欢上帝的慈爱。
We like God's love.
但是我们对上帝的公义不知道该怎么对应。
We don't really know how to deal with God's judgment and God's righteousness.
这就是诗经讲到的一个好处，你必须要 deal with the Word of God.
And so when we read the Word of God, we have to look at the whole picture.
好，我们换句话说，我们今天要看两件事。
And so today we're going to look at two things.
在这个别无他神对仇敌的审判中，我们要看第一个事。
And today we see that in this In this judgment against his enemies, the first thing that we look at,
就是耶和华以超然来审判，显明他是独一的真神。
That God supernaturally intervenes among us to show that He alone is the one true God.
第二件事，我们要看，因着这过去的事情，要指向将来，在启示录所给予的那个大审判，帮助我们以守望、盼望、警醒的心，预备末日的审判。
And so we look using this as an example. We can point to the hope in the future of the final judgment that we can be ready.
Are you ready? Tighten your belt. We're in a Disneyland. Remember, you have to tighten your belt if you go to the right.
我们像是在坐要坐云霄飞车一样，要绑好安全带的。
好，来看超然的审判，明真神。
And so the first is the supernatural judgment to show that He is true.
在我们刚刚的读经中读到这三灾。
And so we see the three disasters that are shown here.
所以我们要来看这个三灾的特征，最后再明白它的含义。
And so let us look at the three aspects of the
disaster. 这些特征，那么先看特征哈，这个变水为雪或者青蛙之灾、狮子之灾。有什么样的特征呢？
So what kind of things can we see in these disasters?
如果你稍微对比一下，你发现前两灾是上帝透过摩西和亚伦对这个法老都有警告。
The first two plagues were preluded by a warning from Aaron and Moses before the warning Pharaoh that this was going to happen.
但是第三灾，狮子之灾或者跳蚤之灾没有警告。
But then after that, there were no more warnings.
我希望你还把圣经打开哈，后面我们不会读，但是你打开。
So we like, I'd like you to leave your Bibles open to Exodus and follow along if I'm.
其实这个模式在第二个循环和第三个循环，就是第四到六和这个七到九也是一样的。
And so, and this pattern repeats itself in the further in the escalation of the disaster.
也就是第六灾和第九灾也没有警告。
And so. The sixth and the ninth plagues also came without warning.
这个目的表达这个审判在不断的升级，最后要导致一个什么最高的那个审判，击杀长子的审判。
And so the continual escalation of the plagues until we get to the last plague.
好，第二个特点，你发现这三灾中都是透过摩西，前面的一到三灾都是摩西告诉亚伦，然后亚伦实行审判的。
And so the first three disasters were done through Aaron. Moses would tell Aaron what to do, and then Aaron would act and strike the land.
如果你到下个星期再听红军讲的时候，你发现实际上到六后面的六灾的时候呢，摩西记账是第六到第九，然后甚至到后面耶和华自己来灭，包括五和六，还有最后第十灾，上帝直接的作为。
And then as we see the plagues escalating, we see Moses himself taking direct action, and then also God himself will also strike.
同样也是一个升级的过程，但这个升级要指向说上帝是超乎自然的一个作为。
And so through this we show that God is the ultimate source of all of these plagues.
刚我们读经就是读到这一点。
And so we see.
第三灾的时候，术士仍能重复。
And so when we got to the third plague, the magicians of the court could not replicate it.
第三个，在这个过程中呢，你发现上帝审判的对象都是指向那些在埃及人的眼中认为是他们的保护伞或他们的保护神。
And so all of these plagues, these judgments, were pointing towards the gods that the false gods that the Egyptians looked to for their protection.
尼罗河对埃及人来是什么呢？对母亲河，他们的第一神灵叫 Hapi。
And so the Nile was their god, their most important god, the mother of all life.
所以他认为那是赐生命的源头，所以以这个埃及人在当时整个在中东是最强大的帝国，他就认为是因为他们拥有这个河流。
And at that time, the Egyptians were the strongest power in the area, and they believed that it was because of the Nile.
但是当耶和华透过摩西借着亚伦的杖伸向这个河岸的时候呢，整个你看在击打之后，这个生命的河变成了死亡的河，鱼死了。
And so, Moses through Aaron struck the river, and as soon as this happened, the entire river died. All the fish in it died.
换句话说，一切埃及人认为的祝福现在都变得烟消云散，是吗？
So all of the blessings that the Egyptians thought they were getting from this river evaporated overnight.
他们要喝干净的水，必须在河岸上重新的挖，七天之久，有没有挖出来不知道，圣经没有交代。
And so they had to dig their own wells to get water, and the Bible does not say if they even had good drinking water.
你看这个青蛙呢，也是很类似。
And the same with the frog.
青蛙对埃及人，他们把它称为叫赫特神 ，Hetep.
And so the frog was also one of their gods, the goddess Hetep.
这个女神，他们相信说有一个像中国人的这个皇母娘娘那样的功能。生养众多有关系的。
And so this was the goddess of birth.
所以当他们生养的时候，都希望家里有很多的青蛙出现，这个妇女生产特别容易。
And so they used the frog as a lucky mascot to help bring good luck into the household when a woman is expecting.
当然我们也同样看到这些死了。
And so we see that this became a plague.
了解这些特征之后，我们接下来看一下含义。
And so now we look at what it means.
这前三灾我们都看到是上帝超然的审判，显明他是独一真神，他的拯救计划对犹太人一定要实现。
And so these three plagues show God's judgment that he is the one true God, that the plan that he has put in place will indeed be accomplished, and that he is alone the sovereign.
他不光要让埃及人知道，他更要让以色列人知道，说只有耶和华是主宰。你注意第十七节重复了整本出埃及的其中一个主题，就是说你必知道我是耶和华自有拥有的。
And so he wanted both the Egyptians and the Israelites to know the theme that's repeated over and over again in the book of Exodus. By this, you shall know that I am the Lord.
想想这个尼罗河原来是要法老要淹死所有埃及那个以色列男孩的河流。
Think about it. At the beginning of Exodus, we remember that Pharaoh wanted to drown all of the Israelite boys in the same river.
但上帝救了浮在河面上的谁？摩西。摩西的意思就是被从水中救出来。
And but God used this very river to save Moses, whose name means to be drawn out.
现在要上帝特别奇妙的更大的能力，说这个河要受审判。
And so now God pronounces judgment upon this.
使这个所谓的生命河。彰显出他依赖于上帝的源头，不但没办法提供生命，反而整个这个河代表的死亡。
That without God's blessing, this supposed source of life it can only be a source of death.
这让以色列看到上帝不仅能够救摩西，借着他在河中彰显的能力，他要拯救整个的以色列人离开那里。
And so through this, he shows the Israelites that God cannot.
他们可以重新跟他们的上帝连接，说可以信靠上帝的膀臂，这个立约守约的人上帝一定把他们会带到上帝的同在的生命里面。
And that this the God of covenants and promises will be faithful and bring his people into his promise.
很类似的，你看这个帮助埃及生养的这个青蛙之神赫特，现在成了埃及的什么祸害了。
And so the frog that was a symbol of fertility and blessing has instead become a plague upon the people.
一堆的青蛙丢在那里，臭。
And they became piles and piles of corpses.
但相比之下，你再想一想，出埃及一开始的时候，以色列人有多少个？72个，雅各一家到那里，现在是多少个人
？And so, but it, looking at the people of Israel, there were 72 sons of Israel.Entering into Egypt, and when they came out of Israel, how many were there?
的确，上帝在以色列一边，因为他是跟他立约的神，所以这个繁衍的过程是相当的迅速，不是青蛙，而是上帝。
And so we see that the one who truly causes the multiplication is God himself.
这对我们今天说什么
？What does that tell us today?
上帝呢是给生命的，借着耶稣基督受死复活，我们刚刚领受的这个圣餐。就说我们人生可以度过各种各样的，包括死亡的河流。
And so we had what does the communion we just went through together symbolize for us that even through death we can enter into life.
其实上帝的教会也是如此。
And so it is with the Church of God.
我在星期三的时候跟我们的祷告会的弟兄姐妹分享，我在上个星期天和星期六在这个迈阿密那边所看到神的作为。
I shared with the the prayer group about my experiences in South Florida worshiping with the church in Miami.
那是刚刚开始的教会，九月份开始查经班，一月份，今年一月份开始敬拜。
They started a Bible study in September, and this January they just began a worship.
刚开始在家中的聚会，一个月以后就不行了，就要找到一个教会来敬拜。
And so after their first month of gathering together, they couldn't fit everyone into their house, so they needed a church.
目前他们主日敬拜也有四十个人了。
So now they have 40 people worshiping regularly.
然后星期六的整个的慕道友和基督徒加在一起有八十多个成人，再有二三十个小孩，所以呢，一半是基督徒，一半非基督徒。
And their Saturday gathering service is about 80 adults and 20 children, and half of them are not Christians.
感谢主，在讲道中有人信主，愿意受洗。
And I'm very thankful.
复活节要受洗。
That there were many who were willing to be believed, to believe and be baptized.
我今天感冒了，跟那个星期五呢，跑到那个德塔纳去带了一个查经班，向他们求神委托，觉得要开始一个教会。不是路途遥远，是因为下雨的时候没打伞。
And because it was raining and I got a little bit wet.
感谢主，这个教会一开，就这一群人开始的时候也是八个同工，跟我们教会很像。
And like our church, their church also started with about eight people.
上帝在做 multiplication 的工作。
But God is doing the work of multiplication.
上帝是属灵的生养者。
God is.
是生命的源头。
Because God is the source of life.
但是上帝在许多的作为中，无论是审判还是救赎，有一个中心的目的。
And so in all of God's work, whether it is saving or judgment, it all points to one goal.
是什么呢
？What is that？
我们开始见面，上帝的荣耀是上帝的荣耀。
It's to show the glory of God.
因为这里头你看，虽然不同的这三个灾的时候，都有一个共同的目的，尤其第三灾表现特别清楚。
Especially the third plague was very clear.
他对比这个术士和上帝的手法。
And it shows that God, it shows the difference between the power of God and the power of these sorcerers.
在前面的时候，术士只能顺着那个走，但是好像我也能做。
And so the sorcerers can only copy.
有点像巴兰的时候哈，上帝怎么说，他跟着那个走。
And that, you know, he could only follow along what God has.
但是到第三灾的时候，我们就读到了，说他们没有办法做，以至于他们必须说什么？还记得第十八节，法术用完生不出来，不能。他们对法老怎么说？十九节，这是神的手段。
And so the sorcerers tried to replicate the plague of gnats, but they couldn't do it. And even they had to admit, this is God's doing.
表明什么？凸显这些所有的超越的事情是上帝独自的作为。
So that it shows that all of the source of all these.
像多神论的人来说。在宇宙之中没有真神，虽然上帝创造了可见的世界和不可见的属灵界，上帝是唯一的主宰源头。
And so God is the sole source and ruler of this universe.
所以上帝绝不给这些假神分享他的荣耀。
And so he will not share his glory with any of these other false gods.
所以有一句话，你必知道我是耶和华。
So again, by this, you shall know that I am Lord.
但是当这些神迹其实出现在我们中间的时候，对我们来说，现代人来说，我们非常难以接受。
Perhaps we have a difficulty accepting these plagues as they are when we read about them in the Bible.
Okay, you and all the people, raise your hand if you don't believe there is a miracle. 可以先举手的，我刚开始就是这样的，我就举手的。
你
认为不相信有 miracle 的人可以举手。
你只要不相信有神迹这件事情。
那我就下面这段不用讲了，大家都相信啊。
No, I can stick to this for them. You guys are very good about that.
我就简单说一下好了。
So let me just summarize it a little bit.
在圣经的历史学家里头，很多人认为这段是自然现象。
So maybe some people try to explain away these miracles with natural phenomena.
试图用我们科学唯物的方法来说 fit 我们的世界观。
And so because we only accept the belief.The material world, we try to explain it in terms that we can.
他们会说尼罗河变成红色呢是染色了。
And so
看上去像血，不是真血。
So it wasn't that the Nile really.
但圣经说臭了哈。
It just became red.
他说整个十灾呢都是一灾一灾，自然现象到最后呢导致的生物现象，头身都死了。
And so that it was that the plagues of Egypt just happened to coincide with some some things that were happening in the natural climate at the time.
换句话说，你需要更大的信心，相信他们这些理论。
So if you listen to the way they try to tap this around issue, it actually takes a bigger faith to accept their way of looking at it.
想起这个理论，就觉得让我想起二十年前中国这个气功热和这个各种各样的这个奇异功能出现的时候，中国科学院有一个人叫余光远。
About 20 years ago, there was a craze in trying to understand how qi works, and there was a scientist at the time.
所以他们认为这个东西要用科学的方法来解释。
So they were trying to look at it with a scientific.
甚至特异的功能可以用来在侦探上用，可以偷这个美国的情报、英国的情报。
And they were trying to use the psychic ability to spy on their international partners.
是的，现在美国片也是这样，对不对？你看过那个 Minority Report？ Predict future.
And so, you know, there's actually pretty serious research in that ability, trying to use psychic abilities to look into other people's.
换句话而用科学的眼光看圣经已经是我们很适应的一种方式。
So sometimes we fall into that trap of trying to look at the Bible through
only
through that kind of scientific point of view.
所以一些好心的基督徒也这样面临这种超然的事情呢，也试图用物质的原理来解释。举方一个例子说，关于证明灵魂为什么存在。
Like for example, some really well-meaning Christians trying to prove the existence of the soul.
然后他们就研究人死前后的重量差异。
And so they'll measure.
有书的哈。
They'll measure the weight difference between when a person is alive and when he's passed away.
那大量的科学表示，就有几克的差异在这个死前死后。
And so when you measure everything up and you weigh all the and you account for everything else, there is a very slight discrepancy.
然后呢，说 OK， 灵魂存在了，这有一个物质的差别，所以灵魂的重量大概是几克之间。
And so they were able to calculate. Okay, a soul probably weighs so and so many grams.
所以你可以想到说，把一个物质的东西和一个灵界的东西混淆，我们用物质的东西来 measure 一件事情，是多么的可笑。
And so it's a very silly thing to think that we could actually measure something that doesn't have actual existence in the physical world.
就像你用你化学分析的方式分析你这个太太的眼泪，然后可以判断出到底是激动悲哀，是对你悲伤，还是爱情的泪。
Like is it? Do you think you could analyze someone's tears to say, well, what?State of mind they were in when they were crying.
但如果你接受圣经的教导，其实你的 life much easier.
But if you accept the Bible, then your life actually becomes much easier.
圣经讲说，上帝本体是不可见的，是灵，是自由拥有的。
Because God, it tells us that God is a spirit, and that He has always existed, and He is the one who exists.
他造了不可见的属灵界。
And he's also created a spiritual world that we cannot see.
也造了可见的物质世界。
And he's also created a physical world.
但人很特别，让我们在天地之间，就是有灵的活人，对不对？创世纪讲到，吹了一口气。
But man is special in that he is a physical being, and yet he has a spirit.
所以有的时候我们会经历到一些奇异的现象。
And so we will experience unusual phenomena.
所以人是由物质和灵魂所组成的。
So man is a combination of body and spirit.
就是，但是人今天拒绝接受这样的观点。
So sometimes, many times, we refuse to accept this point of view.
我们认为创造界是没有办法向上帝开放的。
And we think that the creation has nothing to do with God.
但如果上帝是创造者
，But if God is indeed the creator,
他就可以操纵他的被造界。
He can do whatever he wishes to his creation.
但我们的问题是什么呢？我们为什么没有去拜他呢？
So why do we refuse to worship him?
而敬拜像埃及这样的敬拜这个河，我们也讲黄河是我们的母亲河，长江是我们的源头。
So like just like the Chinese believe that their rivers are their sources of life.
但这在文化层面上讲可以这样讲，当然可以这样讲。
And so you know from a cultural point of view, yeah, we can accept that.
就像我们说我们要孝敬我们父母一样，对不对？但是在这之上，如果我们把这些作为敬拜，我们有祸了。
then we are also will face judgment.
罗马书一章就讲了我们这个这样的一个倒主次倒转吗？
So Romans chapter 1 talks about this.
讲到人的堕落，然后上帝任凭我们最后就拜什么？不是被造创造主，而是拜被造的。一章的十八到二十二节。
So in Romans chapter 1 verse 18.2 it talks about how God saw our foolishness and he allowed us to fall into that continual foolishness.
那二十五节说的很清楚，他说他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物主，造物主乃主乃是可敬颂的，直到永远。
They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever.
你看到很多事情跟敬拜有关的，救赎跟敬拜有关，今天连得很清楚。
And so salvation is very closely connected to worship.
好，我们看过了神以他超然的手段来审判，显明他是独一的真神，全地的主宰。
And so we see how God in a supernatural way brings judgment unto the people, unto this world.
我们把眼光放向未来。
So let's look to the future.
来看看这两件，其中的两件怎么预示将来的审判。
So how do we see that how this event in the historical event points to the future judgment?
给我们在座的人什么样的提醒，什么样的盼望，什么样的职责？
And so how do we, what kind of a warnings and hope do we get from these passages?
好，我们要以警醒盼望来预备未来，预备末世。
How do we look, how do we prepare ourselves for the end time?
我们今年的主题是敬拜救赎。
And so the main theme of this year is worship and salvation.
这显然是整本圣经的主题，从创世纪到启示录经常出现。
It is the theme of the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
然而提起救赎，你不得不想到人的堕落，不然从哪里救到哪里去，对吧？
And so when we speak of salvation, we know this is because of the fall of man, because you know, if we didn't fall, we wouldn't need to be saved.
所以人是在被禁锢一个罪死亡笼罩的状态里面。
And so man is born into a state of sin and death.
老祖宗亚当的错，对吧？
And from our first ancestor Adam.
但是审判这件事情，好像一般我们想跟救赎没什么关系的。
So maybe we think, well, what does judgment have to do with salvation?
但事实上，创世纪第三章就开始讲了审判。
So even as early as the third chapter of Genesis, it talks about
在我们的生养，在我们的工作上被审判，赶出伊甸园。
That you know, we even in our work, we face judgment and we were expelled from paradise.
救赎和审判是一个铜板的两面。
That salvation and judgment are two sides of the same coin.
因此，从一个角度来说，圣经可以说。是上帝凸显公义的上帝对邪恶的魔鬼、不义天使和罪恶人类的审判。
And so we can look at the Bible as the story of God's judgment into a wicked world facing against Satan and all the evil angels.
如果你读圣经，读出上帝的审判，你没有读错。
So if you read the Bible and you see the judgment of God, then you have not gotten it wrong.
我们分两部分来看这一点。先看上帝为什么要审判以色列人，不审判中国人。
So why, you know, why did God bring judgment here at this time?
然后再看刚刚那两个灾，跟启示录的关系。
And then let's look at the relevance of the judgment then to the judgment in the future.
为何审判以色列人？当我读这个上帝对埃及地审判的时候，我有个问题。
And so why did, you know, was God taking on the Egyptians?
尤其这段时间埃及刚刚有革命，对不对？
And you know, and when we look at you know modern day right now, we see the situation Egypt is in now.
所以拿起圣经就说，我如果我是个埃及人，我读着时候我就会问了，为什么不是美国，不是其他的国家，而是我们埃及在这里头做一个反面教材
？So if you know, if I were an Egyptian, I was reading the Bible, I'd be like, well, why was God taking on us? You know, why not some other people?
很有意思的人，在埃及，100%的人相信有上帝，有10%是基督徒，90%是穆斯林。
So in Egypt, everyone believes in God, but only 10% are Christians.
所以他们跟中国人来比的时候很难的，他们要 deal with Exodus.
所以 so when
埃及人要被咒诅。
So when it's very uncomfortable for Egyptians to read Exodus because they're reading all of these curses upon Egypt.
对，包括穆斯林，他们也有一部分跟旧约很相似，支离破碎的。你可以看到他们的来源是怎么回事，也有出埃及这段故事的记载。
And so it's even recorded in their Bible, the Quran, a little bit about the Exodus from Egypt.
他们怎么会信阿拉、信上帝、信耶稣呢？
So why, you know, how, why did they believe in Allah and not in Jesus?
跟我们中国人思路很不一样。
So their way of thinking is very different from ours.
我们都是光想正面的。我觉得中国人积极的就想进入上帝的圣约历史里面，巴不得里头找出一个中国人。其中有一个翻译说情人一块，其实是希腊人，说情人也来敬拜，然后我们就说那地方是中国秦代的人。
And so when we read the
Bible,
we're always trying to read about how Chinese people had a part in God's blessing.And so, you know, we pick out a verse and we think, okay, that's pointing to society people, and actually it's actually about the church.
我们绝对不会问为什么不拿中国人做反例。
And so we won't ask, well, why didn't God judge China?
我们要问为什么上帝不选中国人做他选民？我们问这个问题，对不对
？We only ask, well, why weren't the Chinese God's chosen people?
人多好办事，搞个小以色列人要找我们，大使命早做完了。
Look at our population. If they picked us, why, you know, the Great Commission would have been completed ages ago.
其实，在神的面前，我们都是一样的。每一个民族，其实最大的问题是死罪和最后的审判。
But it doesn't matter what culture or people you come from. We all face the same problem: the problem of sin and the problem of death.
每个人都是必须透过耶稣，上帝的儿子，能够解决这个问题。
And so we all must.Have this problem solved by this problem.
但是有人要问上帝为什么当时要审判埃及人
So why, again, why Egypt?
从广义的角度来说我们都知道在亚当的罪里上帝审判了整个全人类
And that we know that through Adam all people were judged
从一个角度上死是审判的结果自然灾害人人的祸灾其实在提醒上帝在审判
And so that the natural disasters including deathwas already a shadow of God's greater judgment on all mankind.
旧约中最大的一个审判就是洪水。
And the first great judgment was the flood.
但别忘了，就在那审判的时候，上帝有恩典，给我们一个稳定的宇宙，让我们可以什么寻求他。
But at the same time as the judgment, God gave us a stable universe in which we can live and seek Him.
但是从另一个狭义方面来看，从那个之后，神开始选择亚伯拉罕，选择一个家庭。透过这个家庭成为一个国家，这个国家要做祭司来祝福全人类，这是上帝的计划。
And then, but God's continual plan was that He focused His blessing on one family, on one clan, so that all people can be saved through this group.
透过先救亚伯拉罕的后裔以色列人，达成救出整个人类各民各方各族的计划。
That through the people, the descendants of Abraham, the descendants.And his descendants, the Israelites, this nation would become a blessing to all other nations.
那究竟怎么运作呢
？So how was it accomplished?
我们都非常熟悉创世纪十二章。
We are very familiar with Genesis chapter 12.
他对亚伯拉罕说：“为你祝福的，我必赐福他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族要因你得福。”
That those for those who bless you, I will bless him. Those who curse you, I will curse him. And all the peoples of the world will be blessed through your descendants.
亚伯拉罕成为一个中保。
That Abraham became a mediator.
上帝会根据别人跟亚伯拉罕的关系来决定他们受祝福还是受咒诅，以至于最后就祝福临到全球。
And so that through the people, the descendants of Abraham, God will see, God will bring His blessings and judgments on the whole world, and through the descendants of the descendant of Abraham, Jesus Christ, He will bless all the people.
我在做查经的时候发现，不光这一处，很多地方。当以撒祝福这个雅各的时候，也是同样的。他说：“多国要敬拜你，要跪拜你，你的母亲的儿子要向你跪拜，说凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅；凡为你祝福的，愿他蒙福。”也是一样的。
And so again, so,
雅各
you know,
以色列的始祖。
When the founder of Israel, Jacob, when he was blessing his sons, he also said, you know, may those who curse you be cursed instead, and may those who bless you.Also receive blessing.
甚至连假先知巴兰，他两次咒诅以色列没咒诅成，最后第三次开口就祝福的时候，被上帝灵感动，说出很多祝福的话。
And so even the false prophet Balaam, when he was paid to curse Israel, he couldn't bring himself to do it. And he, when he saw the work of God, he himself burst out in praise.
他说：“雅各，
你的帐篷何等的美，以色列啊，你的帐篷何其华丽。
How beautiful are your tents, O Israel?
神领你出埃及，他似乎有野牛的能力吞吃敌国，折断他们的骨头。
And he brought your people out of Egypt with the strength of a lion.
他说最后跟他们说，谁敢惹你，凡给你祝福的愿他蒙福，凡咒诅你的愿他受咒诅。民数记第二十四章。
This is in Numbers chapter 24.
换句话简单来说，上帝要选择一件事情，就是透过他的仆人亚伯罕的后裔，祭司的国度，以色列人，来决定人跟他的关系，有一个中保，这个中保来决定你对上帝的态度。
And so God chose a mediator that through in our, so that a mediator that we could see and that in, and he'll test our attitude through this mediator.
所以借着这样的方式把人分开了，我们叫分别为圣，一部分在约中，一部分不愿意进来。
And so that he has a very clear contrast in those who are in the covenant and those who are not.
你还记得这个约瑟被卖到埃及的时候，当时的法老很恩待他，然后帮他解闷之后把他升为宰相，因此上帝就透过约瑟祝福了当时的以色列人和埃及全地。
And so at the time when Joseph was sold into slavery in Egypt and, but the Pharaoh at the time blessed him and he made him the prime minister of all Egypt and because of this not only Israel but the entire area was blessed because of Joseph.
所以后来这个法老不认识他，不认识耶和华，然后苦待以色列人，上帝的百姓，所以在上帝拯救他百姓的时候，他就要实行一个审判，约中他应许的他要做这件事情。
And so in those days when the Egyptians mistreated the Israelites, the Israelites cried out to God and God promised his salvation and his judgment.
所以换句话说，整个的旧约你如果读的时候，上帝继续用这个法则祝福审判，都是透过他们跟以色列的关系来决定，甚至以色列人要受法则。为什么当以色列背着约的时候，他们也被赶出来了？
And so that God used these punishments to show that if you leave my covenant, you will face the same judgment.
但非常有意思的时候，在这个埃及暴乱的时候，有一个我们办公室的人就说：“哎呀，你来帮我解释一下以赛亚书十九章。”那其中有一段很重要，说末后的日子，埃及人以亚述人以色列人要联合起来敬拜耶和华，这是在以赛亚书十九章十九到二十五节，他说到很多的部分。
And so, you know, because of the events currently, a lot of some of my coworkers were very interested in the prophecies concerning Egypt. And so here in Isaiah chapter 19, verses 19 to 25, it talks about.
其中一段很有意思，他说埃及人因为受欺压哀求耶和华，他就差遣一位救主做他们护卫拯救他们，耶和华必为埃及人所认识，那日埃及人必认识耶和华。
Then it will be a sign, a witness to the Lord for the host in the land of Egypt, for they will cry to the Lord because of their oppressors, and he will send them a savior and a mighty one, and he will deliver. Then the Lord will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day.
22节，耶和华必打击埃及，又医治又打击埃及，必归向耶和华，他必向他们祷告，就医治他们。到最后他二十五节说，当大那日，以色列必于埃及亚述三国一律，在地上使人得福，万军之耶和华赐福给他们，说埃及我的百姓，亚述我手中的工作，以色列我的产都有福了。
In that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and Assyrian will come into Egypt, and Egyptian to Assyria, and Egyptians will serve with the Assyrians.In that day, Israel will be one of the three with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land. And the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance.
这个应许怎么做成的？
So how does, look at this promise.
You need to tell me, I cannot say. You have to tell me how this prophecy fulfilled in Christ. You tell me.
You know,
is that in Christ?
你们能不能够告诉我们这个应许是不是在耶稣基督里？
这个耶稣为什么亚伯兰的后裔，大卫的子孙，他为什么耶稣，神也说如果不在这个盘上跌倒了就有福了。
And so why does God himself say blessed is the one who does not trip on account of this stone?
但谁受了审判？谁受了审判？
Who receives the judgment?
对，我们今天圣餐刚刚提醒过大家，是在十字架上耶稣受了全人类罪的审判，以至于他今天说你得释放了，他有权利让你释放。
It was because Jesus took the judgment that we deserved on the cross.
他代替所有相信他的人领受了死，所以他可以放我们一马。
So he took the punishment that we deserved on our behalf so that we can come to him.
所以万民，埃及人、巴勒斯坦人、中国人都有可能成为这个永远的祝福。所以整个星球上的人，悔改的人都可以接受耶稣基督，他不断罪被赦免得永生。
All the earth, when they believe that not only were their sins forgiven and they get eternal life,
他还避免永生的火星、地狱的审判。
And that they will not go into hell and face the eternal judgment.
好，我们看两段经文就结束。
Finally, let us look at two more.
前面的两灾究竟跟将来的审判有没有关系？
So what does this have to do with the future judgment?
希望今年年底的时候，你们可以看到启示录，这都没有做的。
Hopefully by the end of the year, we will get the third millennium will finish their special class on Revelation.
然后我们上个星期三，然后一块来看这个英文同工做的这个启示录第一课。
And so, you know, I've been a part of that, and we're looking at over at all the material right now.
其实这个罗士云一改他往日的这个经典派哈，开始用卡通的形式来画启示录各种各样怪兽最后的审判，其中一幅就是讲到那七个碗的审判。
And so one of the judgments that we're going to be talking about is the judgment of the seven bowls.
相当震撼人心。
And it's
打开启示录第十六章，七位天使把神大怒的七碗倒在地上的那一幕，他画出来。
And so he was drawing the scene in Revelation when the angel poured out the bowl of judgment.
这他有两个审判跟出埃及记有关系的。
But there are two judgments that are an echo of the judgment in Egypt.
第二位天使，第三位天使，第三节到第六节，我念一下。第二位天使把碗倒在海里，海就变成血，好像死人的血，海中的活物都死了。第三位天使把碗倒在江河与众水的源泉里，水就变成血了。我听见掌管众水的天使说，昔在今在的圣者啊，你这样判断是公义的，他们曾流圣徒与先知的血，现在你给他们血喝，这是他们应该受。
The second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angels of the water saying, You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is, who was, and who is to be, because you judge these things, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink.
看到吗？
Where is their justice?
埃及是一个很局地的审判，但启示录给我们末世的审判是全球性的，宇宙性的。
And so at the time, the plague was just in Egypt alone, but we see in the future, final judgment, it is on all mankind.
所有不愿意悔改的人。
All those who refuse to repent.
不愿意接受耶稣基督的赦免，你自己就要担那个上帝愤怒的七碗。
And those who do not accept the mercy of Christ will have to endure the judgment of God.
我们今天听到审判的消息是福音呐。
So today, when we hear of judgment, it is through the gospel.
有的时候我们认为这个审判是真是让你吓跑的，不是，审判是把你追问从你的自义赶你到耶稣基督十字架面前的，是好消息，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Judgment in itself is good news because it shakes us out of our self-righteousness and it drives us to the throne of Christ.
在他耶稣基督回来之前，就是悔改的时代。
The time to repent is before Jesus comes again.
圣经不断地说，有耳的就应当听。
Those who have ears, let them hear.
接下来你看对邪灵的审判。
And next, let's just see.
十二节开始，第六位天使把碗倒在伯拉河上，河水就干了，要给那从那日出之来所来的众王预备道路。第十三节，我又看见三个污秽的灵，好像青蛙，注意哈，从龙口、兽口并假先知的口中出来，他们本就是鬼魔的灵。实行歧视到普天下众王那里，叫他们在全能者大日聚集来征战。
Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its waters were dried up so that the way of the king from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them for the battle of the great day of the God Almighty.
换句话，这里所说的青蛙就像创世纪中开始的那个蛇，不是一般的动物。
So these frogs are not just normal frogs.
这个是邪灵所产生的，号召天下人跟创造的主耶和华来敌对。
That they will influence the peoples of earth to try to fight against God.
这样战争已经很多，但是这个呢，圣经说它是最后，叫什么？亚米奇顿是吧？
And so we've seen many echoes of such battles in our own day, but we know one day that final great battle is coming.
第七位天使，当他把那个碗倒下的时候，这些就毁坏。
And so when he poured out his bowl, he will destroy these things.
所以这里看到神在将来也同样的，像河流宣判，像灵界宣判的时候，代表一个像人的罪审判。第二个。像灵界的审判。
And so we see God's judgment, that His judgment on the rivers and streams and oceans is signifying His future judgment on the spirit realm.
那么作为耶稣基督跟随者，我们该做什么？
So what should we do as followers of Christ?
我们知道结局的。
We know the ending.
对我们来说是一个盼望。
For us, it's a hope.
启示录里跟我们讲了很多。
And this is covered more in the book of Revelation.
有一首诗歌叫主啊，有谁不敬畏你，不叫荣耀归给你，唯独有你是至神，万民都要来到你面前敬拜尊崇，愿你作为一彰显。这都在启示录第十一章里记载。
And so all of these things, all of the things about God's coming judgment and His glory and His sovereignty is all talked about in the book of Revelation.
但他说我们这些跟随他的人，凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小都得赏赐的时候到了。
Because in those days, the time has come for all of us who follow Him and who were true to Him to receive our reward.
所以一方面，我们是凭着一个信心，盼望仰望那个将来的一天，我们的所有的问题都解决了。
So we are looking forward to that day, the day where God will come and deliver us.
但另一方面呢
？So another point, on the other hand,
我们更在这个时候要做一个警醒守望者。
We are to be alert and watchful.
当我们说守望者的时候，不是什么都不做的。
And being watchers doesn't mean we don't do anything.
我到今天都不能忘记有一次李红军长老讲到，他那还不是长老。
So one time before.Our elder Fred was ordained as an elder. He
红军，红军。然后里面他讲到耶利米书说，你们要做守望人，以西结书守望人。
So he says you are to be watchmen.
守望人干什么？是打钟的。
So what does the watchmen do? They would ring the clock.
他不光说太阳升起，也说日落了，回家关门了，对不对？我们要做守望人，告诉说一个好消息，上帝审判要来的。但是更美的消息是什么？你现在可以抱头吐算到上帝儿子面前。所以抱头吐算就是我们的情况嘛，投降嘛。我们读圣经有问题的，以为耶稣到兵临城下的时候，他给你一个 peace， 说你要不要做 peace， 对不对？就是这样，他是天国的大使。
Ambassador of the kingdom of God, he comes to the foot of the city and he say, "Are you willing to surrender or not?"
一群人就说不，我把你杀了，夺了你的财产。
And a group of people said, "No," and killed him.
当他死而复活的时候，有一群人又看清了，这个儿子不是一般的儿子。
That when he resurrected, a group of people they realized that this was no ordinary.
是大有权柄的，极其可怕，能从死里活来。
Because he has the authority to come back from the dead.
所有怕死的人都到那儿去。
All of those who are afraid to come to.
有时候福音就这么简单。
Sometimes
圣经有的时候借着先知说一些非常 dreadful 非常可怕的事情，要做一件事。
And so the Bible does not shy away from these dreadful things.
不光是讲将来审判可怕。
Not only the future coming judgment.
要达成今天救赎的计划。
But that in today, in order to accomplish the salvation.
让今天听到的人有耳朵都能听，愿悔改。
Those who
来到十字架的面前，说主啊，我得罪了你，你来救我。
Lord, I have sinned against you. Come and save me.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你那位超越的审判，显明你是独一的真神。
We thank you for your supernatural judgment, showing that you are the one and only God.
天地之间没有别神。
There is no other God at all.
可以跟你相比。
That none can compare to you.
自然界、灵界都不是原来的。
Because all those things in nature and in supernatural
是借着你的话语而造成的。
They were all created by your hand.
主啊，你借着在埃及的审判，
Lord, through this judgment on Egypt,
你向我们施怜悯。
That you gave us mercy.
那不是我们。
It is not what we deserve.
我们今天也看见你在十字架上对你儿子的审判。
But just what you gave to your son on the cross,
当你的愤怒的杯向他倒下的时候，
the cup of your wrath poured onto him.
他说主啊主啊你为什么离弃我。
He called out, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
好，今天我们知道，
But Lord, today we know,
上帝把他所爱的儿子舍了是为了我们这些人的缘故。
He gave the son he loved for our sake.
然后帮助我们，
And he helps us.
帮助我们像今天圣餐的时候 Craig 牧师提醒我们一样。
But just as today that Craig has reminded us,
不是空手回到你那里，
that we did not come to you empty.
带着我们的家人，带着我们所爱的朋友一同到你的座前，
that we bring our friends and our loved ones to your table.
以这样的方式来敬拜，警醒等候，
so that we worship and wait watchfully upon you.
这样祷告，奉那位审判者的名，
we pray in the name of the one who judges.
也奉那位救赎者的名，
and the one who saves.
Amen.
Amen.